Hi, friends, and greetings again today from the Words of Hope Ministry originating here in the United States of America. My, it's a wonderful thing today to be a Christian, to know that in my early life that I found Jesus Christ. I was saved. I, like all other people, I was empty in my soul. I was going here and there desiring to find peace, but I couldn't find peace in the things of the world. And I'm glad that I found it through and by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want to ask you today, friend, what are you trusting in to take you to heaven? Are you going to heaven today? And you know, we have a tract that we have printed. This little tract consists of 2 pages. And it asks about 18 questions. What are you trusting in to take you to heaven? And we'd like to supply this to you. If you're not a Christian and you're interested and being a Christian, you would like to know something about being a Christian, we'd be so happy to send this to you free of charge. And if you are a Christian, you can be a missionary there in your own community. We'd be glad to supply these to you and for you to pass out in your community. And the question is, am I going to heaven? Are you going to heaven today? What are you trusting in today to take you to heaven? We'd like to read in Proverbs chapter 16 and verses 25. And this is a fact today, friend. This verse of scripture tells us the fact of life today. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You know, people are trusting in so many different things today to take them to heaven. And many people are sincerely wrong. They're mistaken. Just like the person that we find in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12 and verses 43. This is a person that came very near to becoming a Christian, but this person never did become a Christian. And it tells about when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Now today, perhaps you are inquisitive. Maybe you're looking to this religion or that religion. Maybe you are even a professed Christian. Maybe you're a member of a church today that professes Christianity. But really, you never did dig down deep. You never did really find Jesus Christ. You never did find peace and joy in your life today. And that's the way of many people today. They are sincerely wrong. They're like the person that we read about in Proverbs. It says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places seeking rest and he doesn't find any. And maybe you today, you are professing some kind of religion, but you don't have peace and joy in your heart. But the Bible promises. He said, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This person was seeking rest and didn't find any. And friend, today you can be sincerely wrong. You can be like the person that we read about in Proverbs chapter 16 and verses 25. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It does seem right to go to church. It does seem right to pray. It does seem right to be a member of a church. It does seem right to lead a good life and to have good works. All of these things seem right, but the question is, my dear friend, do you know Jesus in the free pardon of sin? You can know him just like you can know your parents, just like you can know your next door neighbor. And there are many people around the world today are going through this life. They're hoping that they will go to heaven. They think that they will go to heaven. But remember, friends, there are ways that seem right, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Unmistakably, you today can know Jesus Christ. Unmistakably, you can know that you are saved, that your sins are forgiven. Now, this person that we read about in Matthew chapter 12, it says the unclean spirit is gone out of a man. He turned over a new leaf. He decided to do better. He is tired of the sinful way that he was living. And he walked through dry places. Maybe he started going to a temple, to some kind of religious organization. He performs some kind of religious rituals. But there are no peace in these things, friend, because I've tried all this. Many have tried them, but there's no peace. And he says in verse 44, Then he saith, I will return unto my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. You see, this person that went to this place that seemed right, it seemed to do good, it seemed to have momentary satisfaction, but deep down in his soul, he didn't have any peace. And that's the way it is today, friend, that trusting in false hopes. But today you can have peace. And he said, then he goes and he takes with him seven other spirits. From in the last state of that man, the Bible said these seven spirits, they enter in and they dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. And even it's so, he said, to this wicked generation. So if you're going through dry places seeking rest and you don't find any, then the thing that you need to do, friend, is turn to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he will give you a peace and he'll give you joy. He'll give you happiness. And today, if you are a person that's already been saved and you're discouraged and despondent, well, I want you to rejoice with me today, because there's hope in the Word of God. He said in Hebrews chapter 6 and verses 10, he said, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown in him. Take courage today, my dear friend, because God is not going to let anything go unnoticed on his part. In fact, God is not going to be indebted to anybody. He wants to bless you and he wants to help you. And you need to reach out today to your fellow man. He said in Proverbs chapter 16 and verses 6, he said, mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. So today, if you're groping in discouragement and defeat, Father, and today if you just let the Father's love come into your life, and there that you would get down before God in prayerful attitude, and you begin to seek the face of God, you begin to meditate in the Word of God and read the Word of God every day. He said, when a man's ways please the Lord, he said, even his enemies are made to be at peace with him. And I realize today in many countries around the world that people are not in sympathy with your Christian life. They don't like you. In fact, they just rather see you not go some other way. But friend, if your ways would please the Lord, you know God has a way of working on your enemies. God has a way of bringing them down to make them realize their need too of God. And in the 121st division of Psalms, verses 1, he said, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heavens and earth. Today, are you lifting up your eyes to God? Are you praising the Lord? And in Psalms 120, division, verses 1, he said, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. He said, deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. You know, today the world is wicked, and they're not going to give you much encouragement in this Christian life. And in the 119th division of Psalms, in verses 30, he said, the entrance of thy words give light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. And you know, God wants to bless you today. He wants to help you. And he said in the verses 140, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. Do you love the word of God? He said, I hid the word of God in my heart that I may not sin against the Lord. He said in 119th division of Psalms, verses 114, thou art my hiding place and my shield, and I hope in thy word. And my friend, if you would just make your refuge in God today, if you would just flee to him, if you would just lift up your eyes unto God today and let him be your helper, let him come in and sip with you. And Psalms 121, verses 3, he said, he'll not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Do you realize that God today, the Heavenly Father, he doesn't have to take a rest. He doesn't have to go to sleep, because he never slumbers. The eyes of God are watching over you today, my friend. He wants to bless you and He wants to help you. And the Bible said that He would do just that. So if your ways please the Lord today, He said even the enemies are going to make, He's going to make them to be at peace with you. And the psalmist David said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. If you could just find a place of worship someplace, and maybe you're destitute today, you don't have a place to go to, if you'd just write us, we will be glad to send you gospel tracts that will help you and instruct you and help you to become a Christian and help you to grow as a Christian. My people, the world over today, they're groping in discouragement. They're asking, saying, please tell me how I can live a happy, overcoming, and fulfilling life for God. People, the world over, I don't care what country or what community that they live in, you know, the same situation exists. And God ordained it that there would be a void, there would be a vacancy in everybody's life. I don't care how much money you acquire. I don't care what kind of position that you may have in life. My friend, you need the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God wants to come in. He wants to bless you and He wants to help you. So remember, the entrance of God's Word, it gives life and it gives understanding. If you would just pray and ask God to come in and take His abode in your life and help you and to bless you and spend some time in prayer, in supplication unto God and to His Word, and read His Word, because it's a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our pathway, and God will bless you. And remember, he that keeps Israel does not slumber. God wants to bless you. Would you bow with me just now in a moment of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word today. I thank you, Lord, that your gospel, it's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our pathway. The word of God helps us and directs us. And to know that your Spirit of God will come in and take his abode in our life. And God, you said you'd never leave us and you'd never forsake us. Bless this message today and help some despondent person, some discouraged person, Lord, that may be cast down today, that needs help, Lord, that can only come from you, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, and for Christ's sake we ask it all. Amen. Friend, it only costs just a very small amount for a postage stamp for you to write us, and we'd be glad to pray for you and send you this gospel tract, Am I Going to Heaven? And friends, you'll be glad that you did. You can pass it out to somebody else. You can be a missionary there in your own community.